USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
That determination has not been made yet. Obviously, he continued to improve overnight.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows updating us on President Trump's condition. The president spending his third night at Walter Reed Military Hospital. Meadows continues.
His health continues to improve. The doctors will actually have an evaluation sometime late morning.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News, and it's after that evaluation that a decision will be made as far as if the president will be discharged. The Supreme Court is opening a new 9-month term on Monday following the death of liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. As far as filling Ginsburg's seat, Democratic Senator from Minnesota Amy Klobuchar believes,
instead of ramming through a Supreme Court justice, wait until after the election. Better for safety, better for the country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The president and CEO of LabCorp says his company's coronavirus testing capacity is much bigger than before.
We've been building capacity since March of last year. We started from scratch. We were able to do 2,000 to 3,000 tests per day. We can now do over 200,000 tests per day.
On CBS, Adam Schlechter saying LabCorp continues to build up capacity as flu season hits. However, he urges everybody to follow public safety measures that include wearing a mask. A busy week for Vice President Mike Pence as he's set to continue campaigning across the country. The Vice President also set to debate Democratic VP nominee Kamala Harris in Utah on Wednesday. Dr. Tom Ingleby, though, believes the Vice President should be in quarantine.
So it looks like the Vice President had a meeting with the President on Tuesday, a period of time where he would be presumed to be contagious. And so in my mind, it seems like the Vice President should be in quarantine.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Friday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden went to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and delivered a campaign speech. Now, everyone was socially distanced, and the former vice president did wear a mask. But technically, according to the CDC, since he was in the room with President Trump, he was supposed to be quarantined for 14 days. Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer was asked on CNN's State of the Union if she was concerned about the vice president being in her state.
I didn't, because, you know, we know that Joe Biden's been taking this virus seriously. He's been following the science. The Trump administration, on the other hand, has been misleading America, has been ridiculing mask wearing, has downright undermined the efforts that governors like me and your earlier guest, Governor DeWine, have been trying to get people to mask up. This virus doesn't care who you are. It doesn't care what side of the aisle you're on. It doesn't care what side of the state line you're on. It is still very present. Joe Biden has been following the science and modeling the kind of behavior that we should all be emulating because our lives are on the line.
And as far as Michigan's Supreme Court striking down the governor's coronavirus executive orders, she has one solution. Vote them out of office.
Michiganders have an opportunity to weigh in on our Supreme Court on this November 3rd ballot. I'm hoping they elect McCormick and Welch because we've got to have justices who do the right thing and follow the rule of law.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.